Banning Coffee Pods. I'm Randy Simon, and this is Earthwise, a look at our changing environment. Over the past decade, single-serve coffee pods have quickly become a favorite method for delivering a hot cup of joe as fast and efficiently as possible. The explosive growth of pod-based coffee machines is such that now nearly one in three American homes has one. Estimates are that if all the coffee pods sold in 1 year were placed end-to-end, they would circle the globe not once, but more than 10 times. Nearly all of the pods are neither recyclable nor biodegradable, and more than 10 billion of these things end up in landfills annually. A typical coffee pod contains 3 grams of waste for every 6 grams of coffee, and users can end up paying as much as $40 a pound for their Java. The pod itself is a complicated object, containing a specialized plastic and a foil top. Recycling it would require a complicated deconstruction process to separate out the plastic, metal, and paper components. In Germany, the city of Hamburg has taken a major step toward eliminating this waste. The city has banned coffee pods from government-run buildings, saying it'll no longer spend taxpayer money on products that don't meet its sustainability standard. The city also banned plastic cutlery and plates, as well as water, beer, and soft drinks in disposable packaging. The objective is to increase the share of environmentally friendly products significantly in order to help combat climate change. It's time more of us follow the German example by foregoing a little of the convenience for the sake of sustainability. After all, how hard is it really to brew a pot of coffee? For more information on this topic and other environmental news, visit us at earthwiseradio.org or find us on Facebook. Earthwise is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio.